Sharpen your claws and get ready for a cat fight, because this week's Discovery takes to reality TV to find true love. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm your host, Kristen Dreyer Kramer from nightsandweekends.com. Well, each week, millions of fans tune in to their favorite reality dating shows, eager to indulge in their weekly dose of romance, drama, and backstabbing. Author Heather Thurmeyer takes that reality dating plot and gives it a surprising twist in Falling for You. Well, the story introduces Cassidy Quinn, a New Yorker who had her heart broken 6 months ago when her boyfriend Brad left her for the California surf. Determined to help Cassidy move on, her sister secretly signs her up for a new reality dating show called The One. After arriving on set, Cassidy discovers that the show's bachelor is her ex, Brad. As she tries to sort through her feelings for him, she finds herself falling in love, not with a handsome bachelor, but with Evan, her gorgeous cameraman. Well, you've got to hand it to Thurmeyer for coming up with an interesting new take on the same old reality dating plot. The problem, however, is that it isn't done especially well. Though Cassidy is supposed to be wrestling with her feelings for Brad, it's pretty clear from the start that she doesn't have any. Sure, she's still nursing old wounds, but she quickly realizes that Brad is just a shallow, selfish jerk. Meanwhile, Cassidy's budding relationship with Evan feels immature and overdone. From the beginning, they have the kind of overpowering chemistry that's only found in melodramatic teen romances. It's lust at first sight, and they just can't think about anything else, not even their professional obligations to the show. In the end, this romance feels about as realistic as any real reality dating show. The relationships feel forced, the characters are immature, and the story is loaded with cliches. So is it worth moving into the house with these romantic hopefuls, or are you better off with Match.com? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say don't bother. Though the setup had plenty of promise, the execution falls flat. Even if you're just looking for some brainless chick lit, you can do much better. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. Falling for You by Heather Thurmeyer is 200 cliched and conventional pages long and is available from Crimson Romance. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.